For the next few minutes, we would like to invite you to expand your attention like the vastness of the ocean, and at the same time to draw with full focus from what we are going to share with you. Listen not only with your ears, but above all with an open heart. You don't have to understand everything immediately. But allow yourself the next few minutes to let it sink into the depths of your being. That is the invitation. Welcome, Pari. Now I have to raise a very crucial question, because you are using the word God. God usually is connected to a religion. And I think nowadays, at least we can say that without getting burned. So is there really something like a God? And how is this, if it is the case, distinguished by all the religions which are causing and creating not only peace, but also war?
So let's get this very important question about God handled and explained once for all. God as a separate entity does not exist. To put it in simple, easy words, if I don't exist, God does not exist. For God to exist, there is one preposition needed. That is my own presence. God, as we teach our children and in all religions, as an existential, primordial being, energy, or some even believe it's a person, and they even have clear images how this person looks like, or a universal person, but always some entity outside of myself. This is really, for me, a sin to teach children and to teach this kind of God to the people. Because ultimately, what we are in our deepest essence, what we are in our deepest human, friendly, existential beingness is the same word like guru, like master, like God, like consciousness, friendliness, meditativeness, truth. This is the open secret that only few people and no religions are daring to express. Some people, some sages down the ages, they have paid with their life actually even for this discovery to make it public. I'm thinking about this famous Sufi master in the Middle Ages, Afghanistan, Mansur, who has been trained with his Sufi teacher many, many years, till he realized, at one point he realized, my God, you and I are one and the same. Means in our deepest essential core of being, there is this immediate, uncaused understanding and reflection and conscious understanding that there is no separation between a creator who has created me and that me, that I amness. This is exactly the same. Out of this, everything comes. And this is such an awe-inspiring feeling and discovery that one cannot contain it with oneself. So this poor guy in the market, he was screaming, Anal Haq means I am truth. I am truth is another word for Allah. And he had to pay with his life for this, because this is blasphemy. How can you dare to say you are God? Who are you to say that? And still, this is and remains the only truth. If we don't understand who we truly are, we will never be able to understand what God is. Because our I am-ness is the source of all existence. Our stillness is the source of every word, of every music, of every vibration. Our being is the same quality like that what we call God. So there cannot be any question of anything existing outside of this beingness, which is the source of all existence. There is no separate God existing anywhere who is ruling our destinies, who is governing, who is taking care of our sins and our good actions and all these kindergarten myths that we go into paradise if we are good children and we go to hell if we didn't behave well. This is for me blasphemy. This is for me also the cause. That's why humanity could not reach anywhere through beliefs of in religions. And they actually fight with each other. What is his name and what is his form and what is his commands? One religion is proclaiming this, one is proclaiming something else. That's why I love very much the way Buddha, after he discovered who he truly was, he actually even said that there's not even something like a soul. It has to be earned. And what does it mean to earn one's soul is to really search for it actively, with all effort, with all commitment, with one's whole heart in it, to understand. And if we don't understand what we are, we will never be able to understand what God is. Because understanding is a foundation, and emotional nearness needs also a mental understanding of what truly God is. That pure isness in our heart is the pure isness of the whole existence. And this is what I often call God, because we are never separate from God. We are God on two legs. That's what I often also say. But to come to this understanding means you have to slowly also rise and raise your vibrational, existential interests. You cannot put into a light bulb which is only made for 30 or 40 watt, let's say, an energy of 350 million watt. Slowly this capacity to make space for that huge energy has to be actually earned by really searching and opening our heart to that reality, what we are. Then we realize God and me is one. I and God is one and the same.
So would that mean the way how you shed light on this now, that Jesus, Buddha, Allah are all in our hearts at the same time?
There is no difference between Jesus and Buddha and all other beings that have seen the reality, the light of consciousness in their own heart. And they never claimed that it's them who are somebody special and something special. If one sees this light in oneself, immediately one sees the same light in everybody around us, in every sister. That's why we're all sisters and brothers. Some sisters and some brothers might have some difficulty to see this light, what they are. And that is what the teaching consists of, actually. It's a very subtle and very loving and friendly affair, how to make this seeable, understandable, feltable to our brothers and sisters. That's what Buddha tried in his way. That's what many don't even try because they see it's useless. I don't want to create any religion. I'd rather keep my mouth shut. Nobody's interested in this anyway. They want to achieve this and achieve that and to be faster, richer, wealthier, mightier than the others. So some people who see this reality, they decide to keep their mouth shut. Jesus tried it with opening our hearts, for example, to the fact that God and love is one and the same in our heart. We don't need to be intellectual, advanced, and have studied all the scriptures, Old Testament, New Testament, just by being loving and being helpful to each other, to feel the other people's sorrow as if it was your own sorrow, to help, to assist, to open our hearts to love. That was his major teaching. He even said something which still Christians didn't get: love your enemies as if it was your own self. How far are we from these teachings still? And still some people claim that they're followers of Jesus. See how difficult it is. For me, Jesus, Buddha, and all the other big names, they did not found religions in order to instruct. They found religions because they found out that we are the same like that creating source we call God. And all humans have the same right and the same capacity to access this reality.